The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is January 7th. Actually, bigger news. It's 2024. Here we are. It's another year. Gigantic Pop. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan and Raj Geary. And we're here to talk with you about everything going on, specifically in the world of entertainment, more specifically the world of professional wrestling. It's a new year. The year's like 2% over, guys. Crushing those goals.
By and by.
You know? You making it happen?
Sure. Happy New Year to all of our listeners and viewers.
Happy New Year, guys. Well, I guess the Rock one we did was in the New Year, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Monday. Yeah. The quick reacts, though, it all blurs at this point. It's like, funny when we talk about this because I'm like, I feel like I have these conversations on the air. I have these conversations off the air. It's just like, if one more person asks me what I think about the Rock coming back, you know?
Right.
Crazy. Matt, in your world, when people talk to you about wrestling, does it take something like The Rock, like CM Punk, for it to be on people's radar or in your day-to-day?
Yeah, maybe even more. Maybe even more than that. It's usually something that pops up on their social media feed of a meme.
Yeah.
Of Ric Flair or a Hulk Hogan or something like that, because this is a world that has nothing, no clue about wrestling whatsoever, keep in mind.
Yeah.
Like this is the very, I can't even say mainstream. What's further back than mainstream? Whatever that is, that's what this is.
Yeah, I get it, man. It's imagine a world like you live in a city and all they get is broadcast television, not even cable. That would be like the most mainstream of the mainstream. Like all we know is four channels plus two on UHF. But no, Raj, I got to assume for you, again, the universe just telling you, Raj, man, you shouldn't have sold that wrestling website. This is really crazy.
I know. It's and we don't even know what the biggest stories of the year are going to be. But already we've got so much stuff, you know, in the pipeline. So it's just it's hot. This is going to be a hot year. And WWE, they're just on a crazy roll right now. The latest SmackDown is looking like it's going to do about 2.5 million viewers when the final ratings come out, which is one of their best numbers, you know, in a while since the episode that The Rock appeared on. Raw did huge, obviously, with The Rock on there. And with football season ending and they're up against football for the next 2 weeks. After that, they're scot-free. So This is going to be the hot streak for WWE. So it's an exciting time if you're a WWE fan.
Yeah. And AEW, I think this Mercedes Moné speculation is definitely fueling, I think, a lot of intrigue there, especially when it comes to the women's division. I think Toni Storm, a lot of people really love the work that she's been doing. It's been getting better. They have been having some more women's matches. I think Mercedes, you know, I don't want to say it's like their last shot, but I think it's probably their, if not her, who, right? Like who could come in and change it?
I don't feel AEW is using the best women talents though. They have a good roster. If they let their talent wrestled. Like, where the hell's Britt Baker? Like I said, if Britt Baker was not the devil, somebody's got some explaining to do in that company and why this woman's not been on television in 500 years.
Yeah, it is
unless
weird.
She's injured, unless she's injured, and I don't know that.
I think she is injured.
Okay.
Then that would make sense.
Yeah. But the thing with Mercedes Moné, is they're going to be spending a lot of money for her. And unless you get the, you know, some credible challengers up there on her level that where you could headline a pay-per-view with that match, you know, it's a lot of money for, you know, not a lot of return unless you really start putting your focus behind that women's division. It's been improving, but
you're thinking logically from a guy that wants to be not in the red, you know, that actually wants to be in the black, right? Where he doesn't care. It's like he's bragging about he being Tony. He's bragging about things that no sensible businessman who wants a return, okay, God forbid, for his money. So if that's the case, he does not care about pissing money away. He's got it like that. So if he's got it like that, if he's Scrooge McDuck blowing his nose with $100 bills because his family's got it like that, then him spending that money on Mercedes Moné and you not thinking it's going to be returned, he not get as much of a return as it should for that money, it won't matter to him and his family because they are that frigging rich.
Yeah.
So like you're thinking as a logical business man would, and I'm not disrespecting Tony by saying he's not being logical, but I'm sorry, it proves in the pudding. He's proven he's willing to spend a lot of money for mediocre to no return for that matter at all, because from what I can tell, he thinks that these are things that need to happen to keep the ball moving. And hopefully year 8, 9, something like that, maybe it starts to change for them. I don't know. But he definitely has shown us he does not care about pissing money away. When we saw some of what these guys and gals were making, that no dish, they're no longer there. There's lots of talents that are no longer there right now that never made WWE, and they were being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars when they couldn't even headline an indie show, some of these guys. And so if Tony's willing to piss money away on every level, I don't see why he wouldn't do it. He does things just to be written about on the internet. And right now, I guarantee you, he thinks he's got to do something big to swerve the conversation back to AEW again. And I think he will sell his house to do it.
And
he cares too much what people think.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And the problem is, if you do that, if you have Mercedes come in and you get that huge 1 week pop, right? Then it's like, then it just dissipates so quickly, that buzz, unless you set her up right away with a hot feud, whether it's the returning Britt Baker. Toni Storm, I think, has been doing phenomenal. Yeah. I just don't know if that's a main event gimmick as far as like a pay-per-view main event. Like, would Toni Storm versus Mercedes headline a pay-per-view? It'd be a fun program.
I mean, if Mercedes isn't the first AEW pay-per-view main event female talent, I mean, I don't think he's serious about the women's division. He's got to, he needs to almost do that moonshot of say, we're bringing in Mercedes and our goal is in the next year, Mercedes and an opponent are going to main event, not co-main event. They are going to close an AEW pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Could have been Jade Cardgill had they built her, you know, had they kept held on to her, did whatever it took to get her there, because she would have had a whole nother year of experience under her belt by then. You could have had a great, can't say big man, little man match, but tall woman, short woman wrestling match, David versus Goliath.
And you know what? I bet you if Tony said something like that and put it out there, I mean, honestly, it would deflect a lot. He's got a year. It would deflect a lot of flack. But it would show he was serious. I think the thing that a lot of people are frustrated about the AEW women's division is that from the beginning, it was like, oh, they're going to take their time for this. Sure, they're working on building the men first, but then the women. Like, it's always this, like, next year, when I get that raise, we're going to move into a bigger house and we're going to get married then. It's like he's putting it off and stringing fans along. I think he needs to make a declarative statement when Mercedes comes in and really say that this is now a focus for AEW.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's like, well, we'll get to it. is what it always feels like, right?
Raj, what do you do with your children? Do you have something like that? That they're like, Dad, when are we getting a pony? And it's like, next year, we're going to move to a bigger house. We're going to have the country. It's going to happen. Then you've been saying that for 10 years, Dad.
Right. That it was like that with an Apple Watch. Like, so, you know, someday you'll get it. But yeah, I mean, I just think I look at Mercedes, you really, if you're spending that kind of money just for a 2-week bump. And the one thing, you know, we talked about, or we'll talk about in a second, AEW Dynamite did a really low rating this past Wednesday. And there was a lot of buzz on social media that Mercedes was going to appear on that show. So, you know, again, I don't know how much she'll move the needle unless she's used right.
She's not. I've had this conversation with you guys 1,009 times. Don't make me bring up TNA, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Jeff Hardy, RVD, Ken Anderson, all on the same night. No offense to her. All those talents I just named combined is more over, more popular, more famous, whatever word you want to call it. It's not even debatable. Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, greatest of all time. Could not move the dial, but from 1.2 to 1.4. So no, and that's not a knock on her. I've told you guys this 1,000 times. No one talent can move it significantly.
Right.
None.
Yeah, and Cody didn't necessarily move numbers when he came to WWE, but he was used well to where they have another pay-per-view main eventer, and they grab another star, you know, in another peg in the wheel.
Sure.
You know what it takes, though?
But when he showed up on Raw or even Punk, like, I don't care who it is, they're not going to move it. Like, people, I remember when I was with TNA, everyone thought it was going to go, like, from, like, 1.2 to, like, 2-point-something. Mm-hmm. I thought so, too, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But no, it's impossible. It just is. It just is.
Yeah.
I think what it's going to take, though, look at like Becky Lynch and the rise she had where she was a fan favorite, right? She was like, people loved her for 5 years in WWE. And then the Nia Jax moment happened.
Yeah.
She followed that up by a banger of a match at Survivor Series. And she was just on a run leading up to that WrestleMania.
Yes.
It's going to take, you almost have to reverse engineer it and say, okay, the hardcore fan base, if the hardcore fan base gets behind this and starts treating a female talent, I feel like with Toni Storm and other women, we've had glimpses of that. But if they treat this like, okay, this is a main event act, like there is that enthusiasm that's contagious. We were talking about this with Lisa with NXT. The problem with, you know, the women's division in NXT is it has great wrestlers. Problem is you put any champion in the ring on the mic in front of that performance center crowd and they just don't get behind them. And so you kind of go, oh, maybe she's not ready for prime time. Like you need somebody that gets that reaction, maintains that reaction, maintains that energy. So when people tune in, they see that. They see that the person's over, and then it's a groundswell from there. I don't know, but something's got to happen.
It's also the company, like Raj is talking about, obviously booking the talent properly. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of this. The Becky Lynch becoming the man, right? When that happened, that was like the hottest thing for a long time. She could literally lay claim that people paid money to see her. Mm-hmm. On house shows, TV, she can legit make that claim. A lot of wrestlers say that, but not many is it true for. They're just on the roster with a Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins or others that people are paid money to watch, right? Becky could say that. But it took the right things to line up, storylines to get there. So I see what Raj is saying, and I don't have any faith in Tony being able to do that. Especially some of the stuff I've been watching with his press conferences and his pay-per-view comments he made at the press conference before the last pay-per-view, World's End. Just, you guys have got to listen to that. It's oh my God, he's all over the place. Just talking about the methodology of his booking and the science of it. It's just going overboard and just... I feel bad for him in a way because he's trying so hard to be liked.
Yeah.
And it's sad because he's done this world a huge favor of getting us another damn wrestling company out there for talents to wrestle and make a lot of money for, right? So he's done his thing. So just get somebody in there that knows what they're doing that can book shows and sit back and chill and relax. Add your stuff in there. Yes. Add some stuff that you want to add in there. Yes. But Tony, you desperately need a booker in there to help you.
Yeah.
It's not a subtle knock. It's just normal.
I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but once Cody left, I just felt like so much focus kind of left. Like you didn't have before Cody left. The feuds like MJF, CM Punk, Jericho, and MJF, Cody and Jericho, they were all they all made sense. They had great week to week build. You didn't have 6,000 titles. You didn't have ROH all over the place that no one cares about
and confuses people.
Yeah. You just had a lot of focus and everyone knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of gone out the window. The show's kind of all over the place.
Sorry, I want to finish.
Yeah, and to your point, Matt, about needing a booker, it just feels like they're starting all these feuds all the time and then they just kind of dissipate or go nowhere.
It's true. And speaking of shows going all over the place, did we want to bring up, because I went off on a tangent, so it's my fault of us going all over the place. Did we want to get into the nitty gritty on upcoming Mania and what is to be done with The Rock now being there and a guaranteed biggest? I know we keep, I feel like WWE or us, we say this like every 2 years. This is the biggest WWE WrestleMania match of all time. And we said that when it was Cena Rock. Mm-hmm. So here's what I think. Can I get my prediction? I do think that Cody has to be able to finish the story. I know it's not like a Mark saying it, but he does. He has to. Nobody's going to trust that company again. We went on a very long road down this rabbit hole with WWE Creative and said, okay, you screwed us at Mania by not having him win. We were really pissed. We paid money to see it. You took it away from us. Ha, ha, ha. Good job. But you're saying that it doesn't have to happen this year, and you're having Cody still talk about winning this title, still finishing the story. Okay, so you're going to make us wait to next year's Mania. You're asking us to put a lot of time into this, a lot of our money. Screw it. We'll do it. And we follow it along. If they do not pay this off, Raj, I don't care if it's Hulk, The Rock, anybody. I don't care. You are making a monumental mistake here because we all went along for this ride with Cody. So with that said, I do think it is Rock. Somehow Cody gets this done at WrestleMania. I don't know if it's night one, night two, and no, it's not going to be for Seth Rollins' title either. I do believe it will be Roman's title. I think Roman beats Rock night one, and I think Cody wrestles Roman on night two and beats him. Something like that.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you guys, and J. Miller 3389, we'll get to your super chat here shortly. Yeah. I'm not sure if you guys saw the tweet I made last night. It kind of went.
I saw part of it, yeah.
Yeah, so I laid out a scenario where on SmackDown they announced that the Royal Rumble title match will be a four-way with Roman Reigns defending against LA Knight, Randy Orton, and AJ Styles. Yeah, so I laid out this scenario where what if Randy Orton wins the four-way, wins that title, CM Punk wins the Rumble, Cody Rhodes wins Elimination Chamber, and then at WrestleMania you have The Rock versus Roman Reigns with no title involved. Mm-hmm. Randy Orton defending the world title against Cody, and Cody gets to finish the story, and Seth versus CM Punk. So you kind of get the best of everything. You're not getting Cody versus Roman or Cody beating Roman. And then you could save that down the line.
And I will say this. I didn't think it had to be Roman. Mm-hmm. But then let me ask you this now. Do you really think that they brought Roman on this 3-year championship journey? Drop a title in a four-way whatever match to Randy?
I mean, yeah. Probably I mean, Sami Zayn would have made more sense story-wise.
You think it'd be something that they could be built huge off of that win when that win happens, whoever beats Roman.
Well, you got to remember, when they started this whole run, Vince was in charge. And now you got The Rock in there, and The Rock, you know, you don't know what his schedule is going to be like. So as soon as it's open, you got to like move stuff around and move the pieces around, because again, The Rock versus Roman Reigns, you don't let that go. The Rock is the biggest star on the planet, you know, overall, not just wrestling star, the biggest star or one of the biggest stars. Yeah. So
in the world,
squander that opportunity.
But to the super chat, that we have, I do think Roman's going to break Hogan's record.
I don't think so.
Which is what, through the end of 24, or when is it?
Roughly. I mean, maybe SummerSlam 2024. Hogan's 1,474 days.
I think you're right. I think it has to go through SummerSlam. He has to win at SummerSlam, I'm pretty sure.
Let's see. Something like that.
I just saw it recently, and now I can't remember it.
Yeah, because we got to 1,000 days just after Mania last year.
It'd be September. Yeah, September. So he'd have to go through SummerSlam.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the problem is happening. So the one thing about the four-way, though, is they could have Randy pin LA Knight.
Right.
Four-way match.
Or AJ.
Or AJ.
It doesn't hurt AJ. It
doesn't hurt AJ at all.
And then, I know fans might be pissed, but if you follow that, like, you know, the bloodline starts beating the hell out of Randy afterwards. Boom, the Rock's music hits. You had that Rock Roman stare down. People will forget about Roman not being beat. They're just going to think that's awesome, seeing the Rock and Roman face to face.
Oh, I agree. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Rock and Roman do not need to be for the title. It doesn't. But, and I guess Cody doesn't have to be Roman Cody beats.
Right.
But,
and Randy Orton and Cody have history.
They do. Is there enough time to get into it before they get to Mania? I don't know. To tell that tale. I don't know. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to sound like an idiot saying it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Do you think that, like, it's not a mistake bringing Rock in, obviously, right? It's not. No. But if, like, you asked your viewing audience that's been at its highest in I don't know how long, you asked us to come along on this, and we believed you. We believed you after years of never believing you. When you did this to us with Daniel Bryan, when you did this to us with CM Punk before that, when you did this to us with other baby faces that we thought you told us just relax, let it play out. That's what we were always told, right? And eventually we got sick of it and we didn't let it play out. We were just annoyed with it and didn't care. So then WWE started microwave booking wrestling, giving people immediate reactions quicker because they would flip the script on us to fans by saying we don't have the sophistication to come along on long journeyed storylines. No, jerks, it's because you can't write long-term stories to keep us hooked, because every time you try to get us hooked, you pull the carpet out from underneath us. You ain't gonna Charlie Brown us anymore. We're gonna look for wrestling elsewhere. And people were watching Ring of Honor, people were watching other shows after that. And they did not trust WWE. I'm talking about the Jack Swagger championship days on SmackDown when Sheamus was a champion on the other show. To me, that was WWE's dying days.
Yeah.
When they were the absolute coldest. So my point here is, if they do this and they don't give this Cody storyline a payoff, the payoff, I'm telling you, it's not going to be good.
Well, okay, but think about this for a second. So The Rock comes back, Roman's champion, Roman beats The Rock. Roman then is, yes. I mean,
Super Roman. He's Cody, beat The Rock.
Yeah, so Cody beating Super Roman, even if it happened in Survivor Series this year,
okay.
Cody beating The Rock means a lot more, me beating Roman, Super Roman means a lot more than beating Randy Orton.
I agree. Okay. So then what do you do with I agree with that. I'm not saying it has to be WrestleMania that he beats Roman for the title. I'm saying, why can't it be night one, Rock, Roman, Roman wins. Night two, Cody beats Roman.
But
you don't. I don't know how you do it. I'm just going to stop talking.
But I think, you know, Randy is such a huge star right now that I think Cody beating Randy to headline night one of WrestleMania, do the pyro, he finished his story, he's crying, you know, you do that whole bit. I think that's, and then you have Roman, who never got pinned to lose the title, chasing Cody. And then Cody finally beats Super Roman.
Hear me out. I think Orton Cody happens after Cody's won the title. I think that's his first opponent.
Yeah, it's a pretty good defense.
And that'd be a hell of a 6-month or 3-month run if they, you know, because they could stretch it out because they have the history they do have. But I really don't know. And I should be excited about that.
Yes, true. And Justin saying Punk doesn't get his main event then if you go to Roman Wrestling twice. Now,
or Cody.
No.
Oh, I mean, Cody does, but.
Yes, it would be, well, Roman, what I just said, Roman would be wrestling night one versus Rock and pinning him. And then unannounced, Cody wrestles Roman on night two. So Punk Rollins is still the advertised main event for night two, or night one, whichever way you want. You know, it has to be night two. I don't know, Justin. Is that Justin who asked that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't know, Justin. This is a tough one. I really don't.
Okay. Okay. So check this out. What about this?
Oh,
okay. Oh, sorry. So what if, okay, look, then they're calling, I didn't realize they're calling this WrestleMania XL for WrestleMania 40. They're going to lean into that. What if they're able to make the Stone Cold thing happen and you've got Stone Cold versus CM Punk night one main event, and then you've got The Rock versus Roman night two. Here's my idea. You run Seth and Cody back. You have Cody win that championship, and then Survivor Series, champion versus champion, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. You got the War Games tie in. Hell, call it Survivor Series Starrcade. Who gives a shit? Like, really lean into the Dusty heritage, and then Cody gets his big, ends the year, huge triumph of victory, beating Roman Reigns. And it's not even for the championship then, because it's champ versus champ.
Can I ask a question? Raj, why does it have to be, for Cody to finish the story, why does it have to be that title?
Because that's the one with the lineage to the one that Dusty didn't win.
It's the, that this is the, so well, Roman's is technically the Roman's WWE title, because I thought they dissolved.
They did, WCW. But
go ahead.
Right. Yeah. So technically, because he still carries the two belts, and the one belt, the lineage goes back to the WWF championship. And that's the one that Dusty was unable to beat superstar Billy Graham for. And so that's the one that's finishing the story, is Cody bringing that title home.
Hmm.
Why does that Roman walk around with two belts? I need to stop that.
It still doesn't make sense. The tag unification thing is still kind of dumb.
Yeah. Just call him the tag team championship. Just call it the WWE championship, you know, just keep it simple. Now, I mean, now it's like world undisputed, you know,
universal. That's a dumb word.
Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah. I mean, it's exciting though. So yeah, let's talk about Jay Miller's super chat, Raj. Go for it.
Yeah. So we got Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia in February. That's going to be in a stadium. Jay Miller 3389 is saying, assuming Rock's schedule doesn't allow him to work WrestleMania, Roman beats Rock at Elimination Chamber, makes it a big deal, and Cody gets his match at Mania, beats Roman, who just beat The Rock. Makes
I like that, Jay Miller. Book it.
Except,
I do think we've said that. We said that last show, for the record, but I do agree with that.
Except.
What?
WWE gets the most media attention it's gotten in a while because The Rock is coming back for a match that most people aren't even going to be able to figure out what time of day it's airing in the U.S.
Yeah, it's like 4 a.m. in the U.S., that show from Australia. So you're not going to round up a bunch of friends being like, hey, you want to watch The Rock's return? He's wrestling Roman Reigns. Time it's out. At 4 a.m.
This is going to be on 4 a.m. our time?
No, it's not. It's yeah, not our quite time. Then. It's, here, I think no, it's time. No. Okay, so the current – so morning in Australia is afternoon, early evening here. So that match will probably go on around noon or 1 p.m. on East Coast.
It starts at noon. Let's see. Noon West Coast, that's not right. It's early in the morning.
Yeah, let's look into this. Elimination Chamber, somebody in the chat might beat me to it. Australia, USA start time. Let's see what's up. Okay, 5:30 local Australia time. So that's the morning in the U.S.
So 5:30, I'm assuming that's Eastern.
No, that's 5:30 local time in Australia.
They're not starting the show at 5:30 in the morning.
No. That's what I'm saying. So right now it's 11:31 in the morning in Australia as we record this. It's 7:30 on the West Coast. Yeah. So... yeah, I don't know. It's confusing.
Hold on, I had it somewhere. One second.
By the way, The Rock, if he's as big a star as everyone says he is, then they are going to watch it at whatever the hell time it is during the day.
Yeah,
right. But you know that party atmosphere, like when you get a bunch of people together for WrestleMania or something like that. You won't have that for this show.
Why?
Because it's at 4 a.m. my time, or 5 a.m.
No disrespect to Rock. Nobody wants to watch The Rock wrestle. We want to watch his first spot and everyone chant, "You still got it." We just want to see him cut promos, make fun of people, come to the ring looking jacked, have his music hit. That's it. Once the bell rings, no one gives a crap after that. Do you? Do you really like it? Oh, I can't wait to see him put on the sharpshooter that he constantly screws up. Like, is that what you want to watch? Are you looking forward to that?
I'm excited for that match.
Time out. Are you high-fiving your buddies like during that?
I'm telling you, my buddies are probably going to be into it for sure. Okay. And they probably wouldn't come for anything else. Oh, so it's 5:30 p.m. Austria.
People's elbow. Like, are you doing like are they doing cartwheels around the living room at that point or no?
Absolutely.
Exaggerating, dude. You do not care once the bell rings during Rock.
No. What I'm saying is, like, the Rock's first match in years and years and years, real match since Cena, basically. You know, the Eric Rowan one doesn't really count. That's going to have tons of media attention, and you know, the live social media interaction and everything. And that's during WrestleMania prime time. That's when you're going to maximize it.
You don't think you couldn't take that to the lesser than pay-per-view and gas that thing up? WrestleMania that's always gassed up every year because it's its own brand.
But it's WrestleMania 40. That's the thing. It's WrestleMania. They're doing 40 years of Hogan. They're going to want to look back. They're going to want to have the retrospective. Well, now, they can only get him for Australia, sure. But if they can really make it happen, WrestleMania 40 is the celebration of the history of this historic event. I mean, you know, okay. Do you know how they, and even more, look, WWE is.
All right. They're going to go all in. Is Vince McMahon going to come out to the ring and go, welcome to. WrestleMania.
If it's gonna happen, if he's gonna okay, mark my words, if Vince McMahon makes another appearance on WWE TV, it's happening at WrestleMania 40.
I don't see it happening. I think Vince's days.
I don't see that. Wow.
I know, but if he does, because that's his thing, right? That's his claim.
If we thought the NDA chants we heard at the AEW pay-per-view were loud, you could get ready for WrestleMania NDA chants.
I know. But I'm telling you, and they're going to bring Hogan out. In fact, Hogan will probably give some cover for Vince in a weird way.
They're not going to have Vince on. It's too much of a PR nightmare.
If Liberace were alive, they'd probably drag him out for this.
You got to know Endeavor's in charge now. It's a different company. Yeah. And they've already stripped so much of Vince's power.
I know.
Yeah.
But they're going to, like, WWE is in love with the smell of their own funk more than any other company on earth.
They love their own histrionics. You're correct.
Yeah. So I don't know. Matt Laudio, $10 super chat. Thank you so much, Matt. Saying Roman Rock night one for head of the table and Punk Seth main event night one. Rock Hogan didn't even main event WrestleMania 18. Cody Roman can main event the night two.
Rock Hogan should have main evented WrestleMania 18. No one remembers Jericho and Triple H.
By the way, I like that. Screenshot that. I like this booking.
Okay, but
that's what you were saying earlier, right, Matt?
It was. I like this. Yes.
Do you think they take the risk though that Roman could get injured night one and for main event night two? That's a really, even if there's a 1 in 100 chance.
Wrestle twice in a week all the time. I don't think they're
Roman doesn't wrestle twice a week.
They've been giving him lots of time off, so hopefully he's using it to his advantage and staying in great shape.
Which I'm sure he is. No, I mean, this is crazy. It's crazy to think about all this. It's good problems to have. But that's right. With Cody. Like, Cody's an important... Okay, look, and look at what Cody's doing now. Nick Hausman reported somebody had a sign at the house show last night saying, Cody will be my best man. Cody grabs the mic.
Yes.
We'll figure it out. Cody's, you know, out in the parking lot.
I watched it.
Cody's out in the parking lot checking everyone's tire pressure, making sure they get home safe. Cody's, like, wants to be, like, the most over baby face in wrestling.
He's an 80s baby face.
Yeah.
Watch that video. He's awesome. Watch it. By the way, that was a match going into intermission. It wasn't even the main event that Cody's cutting this promo and talking to the guy in the audience who said Cody would be my best man.
Yeah.
And he's got it, dude. He has got it down pat.
He's awesome.
But I mean, providing he doesn't get injured, he can be champion 6 months from now. It's not going to hurt him in the long run.
And it's funny because that kind of baby face, a lot of people wouldn't have thought would work today. You know, like the drinking milk, train, say your prayers. Cody's almost that, and it's working big time. And fans haven't turned on him. It's been almost 2 years. Is that right? Yeah, 2 years. It's coming up on 2 years.
But remember, I can't say that. I was about to say they have tons of kid fans that are at the these, you know, matches now in the television tape, the television shows, right? So that's a big part of that audience. But it's the adults too, me included, as a fan of Cody. So I don't know what it is, Raj. Usually you're right. That's a turnoff usually. And that's why AEW fans turned on him a little bit when he was there as a babyface. But here it's hitting.
Yeah.
And fans turn on Roman. And granted, it's a different audience now. The audience today feels a lot more like they're into whatever WWE is feeding them. You don't see them like kind of going against what the company wants.
Roman needs The Rock right now. Roman, in my opinion, Roman is lukewarm right now. There is nothing interesting in that Bloodline storyline right now.
But when you think top of the mountain, when you think the top dude in WWE, you don't think Roman Reigns?
I do, but if he's not there, I joked about this, but it's like if you got a deadbeat absentee father and you see him once a year, do you think, oh my God, I'm seeing my dad, top of the mountain, the most important man in the universe, one day a year, gives me this time to throw around enough football.
But if you've got a good dad and you only get to see him once a year, yes, you're really excited to see him.
How good of a dad is he, though, if he's only around once a year or once a month?
Maybe he's like, overseas. And maybe he's a pro wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, of these other guys my mom's been dating. They seem pretty nice. They put the time in. Maybe they can adopt me. You know, I'm just saying, it's a little weird. It's a little weird. But no, Roman now, it's interesting. But since the Sami Zayn thing, man, I mean, you had Jey Uso leave the Bloodline. But it's paint by numbers right now. It's like Paul Heyman shows up, says a bunch of stuff. And Roman looked insecure as hell interfering into that main event Friday at SmackDown. There was no logical reason for him to do that whatsoever. Like, you've got three guys deciding who you're going to face in a one-on-one match at Royal Rumble. I got an idea. I'm going to attack all three guys. You're like, why?
I wouldn't say insecure, but yeah, I mean, I think the logic was that he didn't want any one of them to go on.
But that's not how it works.
Yes, I know, but it's pro wrestling. You gotta cut some corners with the storytelling at times. But I do think the fact that they made it a four-way at the Royal Rumble makes it more interesting. Because if it was just Roman versus Randy Orton, it's kind of a given that Roman's winning. But by doing a four-way, it opens up a lot more possibilities.
And by the way, it opens up AJ versus LA Knight, by the way, which is no slouch of a WrestleMania match, which I'm praying we get.
That would be awesome. I pitched LA Knight versus Logan Paul for the US title, and LA Knight winning his first title in WWE.
Yeah. I don't know. It's exciting.
He needs that. In my opinion, he needs that AJ stamp just because AJ gives everybody their best match.
Yeah.
And he's still missing that. Mm-hmm. Not that he's not a good worker, but he's not thought of as a, you know, who he fights to a wrestler. Not that he needs to be. But this is one. Remember this credibility gave Cena for a hot minute when he worked with AJ? I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see some more of these super chats. See, 2K Universe Elite saying, Cody versus Randy at Mania. Cody finishes his story. Randy gets his 15th reign. Punk and Seth, main event night one. Rock and Roman, main event night two. That's kind of what I've been saying. I agree. I think you get kind of everyone. If it's going to be Rock versus Roman at Mania, I think it kind of makes everyone most happy doing it that way, where Cody gets his main moment. You get Punk versus Rollins. I don't know which match doesn't main event, because one of those three matches is not going to go on last, and I don't know how you pick that. But and then Ebony Washington. Oh. Hey, Ebony. Thanks for joining us. Ebony saying, CM Punk versus Seth night one. Rock versus Roman night two. Put Cody off until SummerSlam. Everyone gets their main event, and Cody finishes the story versus Super Roman.
I mean, if it's at SummerSlam, especially if it's a Survivor Series War Games, though, that would be huge. If Roman beats Hogan's record and Cody gets it, then you got the War Games lineage and everything. I don't know. Like, just the name, that being the name of the pay-per-view.
Have they announced where Survivor Series is going to be?
Let's see. I don't think so. I mean, we just got the Money in the Bank announcement.
Because if you could do that here's Matt. Can you hear us, Matt?
TBA date, TBA location.
Okay, because if you did that at Madison Square Garden, that would make it even more, because Madison Square Garden is where Dusty failed to win the WWE Championship.
Oh, yeah, you do that for Survivor Series? That's Cody finishing the story.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be huge.
It'll be interesting to see. I'm fascinated. You know, just a week ago, before The Rock showed up, it seemed so cut and dry what was going to be happening. And now, you know, it threw a big wrench, you know, in plans. And it's exciting. It'll be great to see where they go. Again, it's all good options. It's not like they're having to scramble and find out what to do.
No, this is going to be a very deep mania. And by the way, they're doing it on two different nights.
Yeah.
And still going to be deep.
And I mean, I'm assuming these are the conversations that are happening in WWE. Still, probably with The Rock, I mean, everything is a done deal until it's not, but I don't think they would have put him on TV and had him say that, had Roman respond to it. Like, if that doesn't, like, that's the worst scenario now, that The Rock thing doesn't happen. Because then this is like the longest, dumbest tease the WWE has ever done.
No, it'll happen.
Yeah. And I would argue it's not the longest tease, because they've never teased it on TV until this time. It's been like media outlets always ask Roman about it, but they've actually never teased it on TV.
No, but The Rock made that comment on the Young Rock episode. Sorry, man, what were we gonna say?
That is not happening. This is not even worth talking about. He's going to be there. Yeah, there's no way he won't be there, dude. No way.
It's either at Elimination Chamber or WrestleMania, but it's happening. I agree with you, Matt, for sure.
No way. No way. That dude does everything perfect and can't afford any glitches. No way. No way.
Yeah. He's not going to drop a line like that for just to mess around.
That being said, this puts it on CM Punk tomorrow night on Raw. CM Punk's got to get the conversation started again.
Yeah, he does. I agree.
Yeah, that angle he did with Seth Rollins, that was electric. They need to keep that going, because, man, that quarter hour increase in ratings when they did the Seth Rollins CM Punk thing, it was the biggest increase that they've had. I think it's been years since they've had an increase like that. So,
Where did it jump from?
I don't know the exact numbers, but it was 25%. It was a 25% jump from the previous quarter to that quarter.
Okay.
No, I mean it was huge. You know, you don't see jumps like that. You know, very rarely. I'm not sure if The Rock beat it or not. I'll have to double check, but that was huge.
Well, they're saying The Rock, they're saying that now is surpassed CM Punk as being the most social.
As far as social, yeah. As far as ratings, I think it did too, but as far as the increase from the segment before to that segment, I don't know if it beat the Punk Rollins one. I'll have to double check.
The Rock thing is amazing, because the gender stuff and The Rock stuff up until that line was really lackluster.
Yeah.
It was terrible, actually. And everything Rock said was corny as hell until he got to the dinner, head of the table.
Yeah.
Once he hit that, then that was great. But the day one douchebag crap, that was corny, dude. Like, I love him to death, but he's a 2020, he's become a 2024 Hogan from back in the day.
I think it just felt like a retread of Austin Theory and Miro too, you know, when he did it with Rusev. But at the same time, it's like, what else does he do? Because if you don't have a program,
that's what people want to see from it. If you're there and you're an audience and The Rock's out, you want to do sing along with The Rock. And that's just, you hear it in every audience that he's in front of, right? If they didn't want to do it, they wouldn't have done it. So obviously they do like doing it. In that home, it's just like, oh, come on, you're wasting a minute and a half with this crap. Come on, dude. But anyways, I think this will be the deepest mania we've seen potentially since they were in Seattle. Or no, Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
What the hell? Is that insane?
Gunther.
that would be my pick, is Gunther. Yeah.
That's a great one. And Gunther needs to beat him, but I want to see Brock's reaction to his chops. I really do want to watch that. Because Brock, you know how he gets. He will be very reactionary, even though he knows he's in a worked environment. I do want to see how he reacts to the chops.
You don't see him saying, "That's not going to work for me, brother."
maybe, but I just want to see what happens if Gunther pushes it out there and what happens.
Yeah.
But with Gunther, he's got to win. You have to have Gunther beat him.
The most interesting thing about this Rumble development, about it being a four-way with Roman, is now this takes AJ, LA Knight, and Randy Orton out of the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I don't think anyone thought any of those guys, except for maybe Orton, were like
two of them. We're going to be in there. We're going to be in the Rumble, you know?
And to be, it doesn't mean they still can't be in it. We've seen this with WWE before. Mm-hmm. They've had people wrestle that same night, and then lo and behold, they're still in the damn Rumble somehow.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if Bron Breakker, I'm not sure he's getting his call up at the Rumble. I know you guys don't watch NXT, but Bron Breakker is now forming a tag team with Baron Corbin to enter the Dusty Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Bron Breakker, this puzzles me what's been going on with him, because I think, you know, back when we were all doing this, all along everyone's like, oh, this guy's ready for the main roster. This guy's going to be huge. This guy's a future main eventer, WrestleMania. And now he's been in NXT forever. And every time you think he's done, they pull him into some grab-ass shenanigans.
Well, you need some night after WrestleMania surprises, too.
It's true.
Yeah. That's usually big reveals for a big star that they have big plans for. Night after Mania is usually when it happens.
Yeah.
Tiffany Stratton, I think, just had her last match in NXT. I'm pretty sure she's going to be the Rumble in the Women's Rumble.
I think you'll see a lot of NXT women in the Rumble, because 30 women, you know.
They don't have enough.
Yeah, they don't have enough. Who do you think faces Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania?
Ooh.
Because they had Nia Jax beat Becky pretty convincingly. But I think it's going to be Becky. But
yeah, she's talking about Chamber now. So.
Yeah, Becky beats Nia at the Chamber.
Becky beats Nia at the Chamber. Okay. No, then they're 1-1 because Nia just beat her, no? You don't think it's Nia and her Becky through Mania? No.
I don't see Becky and Nia as the Mania match. I think Rhea Ripley, I just think Becky is the biggest possible match for her.
Yeah, you know what sucks? Bianca Belair should feel a lot more important to me than she does right now.
I agree. SmackDown is weird right now. I mean, damage control is still going. Io's still got the
You would think Io, it's going to be Io versus Bayley, right? Probably at Mania.
I mean, that's a hot storyline wise. It's a hot match.
Yeah.
Okay. Still think Bianca should be a bigger. And she's got a show coming out. I see her and her husband.
Yeah, on Hulu. Yeah.
But regardless, like I mean, star in WWE. I mean, she should feel much bigger to me right now, and that's WWE's fault.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who you have her face at Mania. That would be feel like a big deal. Now Naomi is supposed to be coming back. That's the big rumor is that she's on her way back.
Potentially in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So
you'd want something big for her as well. So I guess you could do Naomi and Bianca, or I don't know who else. I mean, there's a lot of women on that roster, but
that feels like a
big match. Yeah, like Naomi and Bianca would be
cool. Naomi and Bianca. I really just would, just because they're both such freakishly. Oh my God, their athleticism is off
the
freaking charts. Like, and you think I'm not exaggerating here. People give like NBA players like the credit and wide receivers and tight ends, special positions, as being like the best all around athletes. I'm telling you, both of those women are the best all around athletes, guy or girl, I've seen. Just insanely naturally. Athletically gifted. I'd kill to see those two wrestle.
That'd be awesome, actually. Book it.
They got to do something with the women's tag team championships. Katana Chance and Kayden Carter are currently the champions, but I feel like, I mean, that's a solid. Yeah, I know. I still thought it was Chelsea and Piper.
But, I have a feeling that will be a multi team match. That, you know, so they could fit more people on the card.
Yep.
You always have those.
I know, but they got to do something to elevate those. That's why with Charlotte getting injured, Charlotte and Becky could have really elevated those championship titles. Jose Sorolla is asking, do we think we get John Cena versus LA Knight Mania?
Ooh.
They're not going to turn John Cena. Oh, yeah, he said ending could be Cena turned heel on LA Knight. I don't see them turning Cena heel at this point when he's not there anymore.
And it would go the opposite way, by the way. They would end up cheering Cena turning heel because they've been dying for centuries to see it happen. Right. So it would kill LA Knight off. No, I don't want to see that for that reason. But if it's corny, cornball, babyface John Cena coming back to lose again, yes. But I still think he gets more out of that AJ match at Mania.
Yeah,
going over against AJ.
Yeah, I agree. I still like Logan Paul because I think Logan Paul could have a fun match. And you know the fans are going to be hardcore on the side of LA Knight. They might be a little more split with AJ Styles.
That's true.
But yeah, I agree with you that AJ would give him probably his best match for sure.
Yeah. Man, I mean, there's so much. I think there's going to be some surprises here of who doesn't make the card.
Yeah.
Given just how hot WWE is right now with the roster. Such a good roster of talent.
Yeah. Justin Lopez is picking Bayley to win the Royal Rumble. I could see that. And then Damage Control gets pissed and they, you know, kick her out of the group.
Yeah. And you don't think we get a swerve and Sasha Banks makes a return to WWE and this has all been misdirection?
I hope. I think that would be awesome, but I don't know.
I see her as far, if you take the money out of the equation, I see her fitting better in WWE right now for the problems that we spoke about earlier with AEW, as far as matchups, as far as main event matchups, pay-per-view main event matchups, like, you know, Sasha versus Rhea or Sasha versus, I mean, there's so many possibilities. Bayley, you know, Charlotte when she comes back, although that's going to be a while. It's just so big match for her that you just don't really, a rematch with Bianca. Mm-hmm. So, if, on equal footing, I think it's better for her in WWE, but it all depends on the money and the deal. And it seems like Tony's making that, is willing to spend more than WWE is right now. Hmm. We'll see. Nothing signed. Everyone expected her to be on Dynamite, or a lot of people expected her to be on Dynamite.
We did. Day. We talked about it. We were going to go on the air if it happened.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I tuned in for the end and I was just like, what is this shit?
With all respect to Swerve and Daniel Garcia. Yeah,
it was a good match, but it's just not. I mean, but that's the problem. Wrestling fans are so good at building up expectations. You give them an inch, they take a mile. You know, it's like if something's not happening, you almost have to really go out of your way. Although I don't know. How do you convince people something's not happening these days? You know?
Yeah, you can't say anything. Because if you do, they're more convinced that it's happening.
Such a weird time. Right now, the world of wrestling. It's exciting though.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really hope AEW can find something to gain momentum. I don't know if Mercedes is the answer, but I hope they find something because that rating last Wednesday, it wasn't so much just the overall rating, but just how much it dropped throughout the show. Like people were tuning out.
Yeah, and Veggie Gamer saying Triple H's announcement was a good example this week. Everyone's like, oh my God, what's it going to be? Are they working with Impact?
And it's that was the dumbest thing when people were like, they're going to make a big announcement about working with TNA? Jesus, I mean, come on. think, guys.
Money in the Bank in Toronto is interesting. It's interesting that the takeover is going to be the day after. NXT is going to run Sunday, Money in the Bank Saturday.
WWE under Nick Khan, man, they're making these B pay-per-views feel special. Doing, you know,
is Money in the Bank really Australian a B pay-per-view though?
It's in between, you know. It's like the number five.
It was.
Yeah.
But now it's because remember back in the day it was Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, SummerSlam, and Mania. Yeah. But now it's definitely changed. I think Glenn's right. Money in the Bank's a much bigger to do. Yeah,
that's what I think. I put it at number five, even though I find it more interesting than Survivor Series most years.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it is. This year, if Punk hadn't shown up at Survivor Series, that was a weak Survivor Series this year.
Yeah.
Just the War Games without any stakes, it's kind of like, well, I don't know. What's the point? It's just a match. And And like the Royal Rumble. If the Royal Rumble didn't have stakes, it'd still be fun as hell. But you know, after years and years, it's like, what's the point? But that WrestleMania step, it makes it, you know, easily the number two pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah. Where's SummerSlam this year?
SummerSlam.
Is that they normally announce ahead of time? Yeah. Or maybe we don't know yet.
I know that they announced a pay-per-view for France I think that's Backlash.
Yeah.
I don't think it's announced yet. Oh, wait. Hold on one second.
Cleveland, according to Fightful, is the front runner.
So Backlash is in France in May. Money in the Bank Toronto in June. Bash in Berlin in August. So they're doing all these international shows, which are always awesome. But yeah, no location yet for SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Official.
What else is going on? What haven't we talked about?
Jeez. Let's see. So, we got a question for you, Matt. The Souza is asking Morgan in the Rumble this year. I think you get that every year.
Because it's close to you this year. You could sleep in your own bed if you go to the Rumble in Tampa.
ready for this one. Never say never.
is also asking, who do you think Seth Rollins will defend against at the Rumble? He might be off the card. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, I would have thought Drew, but they did that match on TV.
That's a good question.
I mean, you're not going to do Punk. Punk's in the Rumble anyway.
Right.
Yeah, you don't really need a Seth defense if you go out the Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think it's going to be good. Can't believe it's only a couple weeks away.
Yeah. Are any of you guys thinking of going to Mania?
I mean,
us? Me?
No.
No.
I figured.
I'm not even doing Access anymore, so it's not what it once was. Mania used to be like Comic-Con, where you could say, I'm going to go for the week, hang out. You know, now, yes, there are multiple indie shows going on, but for, I don't know, it's just, I think it's not as fun anymore.
Hmm.
You know, I guess Media Day would be okay.
I think if it's Rock versus Roman, I might take my daughters there because they're huge Rock fans. We were at that Survivor Series where they were doing the stupid freaking Red Notice ball skits.
Oh, the egg.
That whole night. Yeah. They were like, he's going to be here. They keep bringing him up because it was the Rock's 20th anniversary. And they kept showing him, you know, doing videos on the screen. So they were so excited. Didn't happen. They were bummed out. So it might be cool to take them.
That's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another question here. Mike Lee is asking, does Drew McIntyre leave since he still hasn't resigned?
I don't know. I don't know why.
I mean, he's a star wherever he goes. I'm sure AEW would still put him in that main event mix if he went there. But man, I hope he resigns just because I think he's doing some of the best work of his career right now. He's just been, as a character, he's been fantastic.
And he's a believable heel. Like, he's a good babyface, but he's a much more believable heel because of the size and his look and his demeanor. Like, he still has not had his run yet as being a heel at this upper echelon that WWE finally believes in him with, right? So he'd be doing himself a disservice by, if he wants to get a WWE, fine, but like, at least wait till you get your heel run while you're at the top of your game right now with them believing in you and giving you a lot of stuff, a lot of good work, a lot of good promo time, all that stuff. Like, they don't see him as some mid-card act no more, or worse, you know, the three-man band thing. They see him as a main event perennial heavyweight champion. So get that run in and get that money in, brother, as a heel. At least try it and see what you think. And if it's still what you think it is, you ain't liking it there, then yeah, bounce. But you owe it to yourself to have that heel run there, because that's usually what generates more money.
Yeah, Drew is the top heel and being champion. That opens up so many possibilities. And you could have Punk chasing him. You could have Rollins, you know, still chasing him. You could have LA Knight switch brands. I mean, there's AJ Styles. There's just so many ways you could go. So I mean, I'd like to see it eventually.
And he could be same thing eventually. And he could be very dominating in doing it, very believable in doing it.
Yeah.
But Matt, do you think Drew's in a similar situation? I'd be curious to get your take on this. I mean, Drew is falling victim to, this is what happens when you've got Punk coming back. Oh, hey, The Rock's doing something. It's like he keeps getting further and further back in line. I mean, what was the attitude like in TNA back then when they kept bringing in these, you know, big names, and you and the other guys that were there holding it down and building the brand felt like, well, you know, yes, this is going to have some shine for us, but there's fewer, you know, a game of musical chairs. This has taken a few out, a few spots out for people.
Yeah. I had main event I don't want to say this wrong, but maybe three or four TNA pay-per-views when Hogan and them came in. And luckily for me, Hogan was a fan of mine. I don't necessarily think Eric was. But when that happened, not just new stars coming in, but new team coming in, whether Eric says he was a writer or not, he was definitely in our, you know, had influence there on our storylines. Absolutely, he did. But with that said, that's a part of the equation too, right? And it took about a year, if I remember correctly, to get back to wrestling in the main event on a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Versus Hardy. One versus Ken Anderson, Mr. Anderson, and the other two, I think it was two versus Hardy for the championship both times. But yeah, you've got to, you know, it is what it is. It's the decision your company makes and makes you want to work harder, obviously. You have to prove these new people that are coming in that if you don't think they believe in you, you got to prove to them that they should, and you got to go show them why.
Yeah.
Or you can just bounce and not at least go out swinging and trying to show them why. You know, but he's in a much, much different, you know, situation. He's a former heavyweight champion already. Mm-hmm. And it, while you think it pushes everyone down the card a little bit, it does. But I would argue, like I said, with this Mania with two nights, it's going to be the deepest Mania I think we've seen as far as star power goes.
Yeah,
it's going to be enormous. And I hope you're right, Glenn, or at least your hope, Glenn, that we have Stone Cold show up too.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I bet you, because we've all worked for companies and dealt with corporate bullshit, I bet you Nick Khan and Triple H inside, they're like, you know, in a weird way, SmackDown that Friday is sort of like the unofficial third night of Mania, you know, going into it. Like, they're already trying to make people feel a little better about the fact they're not going to get in that Saturday or Sunday card.
There you go. I can see that.
I mean, the roster is stacked. I mean, they got so many people right now. You know, just when I mentioned Drew, there's so many people you could imagine as world champion right now. Orton, and, you know, AJ, you know, obviously Roman, and Seth is there. I mean, there's so many people that could be in that top spot.
But don't you think it is sort of like, though, when Hogan had the title, where it did get to the point where it was like, actually, there's very few people now. If this guy's had this for 1,500 or 1,400 days, like, you know, you do need a warrior. You need someone at that level who you go is credible to do that. I mean, if Roman's story and journey ends with Randy Orton pinning LA Knight or AJ Styles, like, that's kind of, I mean, could you imagine if Hogan would have ended his run in a fatal four way and not even been pinned for it? It just seems like a weird sort of technicality.
Well, that's what they did to get him out, you know, when he lost it to Andre that night with the two Earl Hebners, right? They had to get it off and they had to create that tournament out of it because Hogan was going to be leaving. But anyways, I guess I don't think it's clean. I agree with you on that. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think Roman versus Cody at Mania is also pretty predictable. If that's
it the is.
Match as well.
Well, and that's why could you imagine if Roman wins again this year? Again, beats Cody again.
There's no way.
Everybody thought, credit to Issa. Issa's the only person who was like, Roman's winning. Everybody else was like, nope, Cody's got it in Mania. It's happening.
Yeah. But it's going to be an exciting time. And by the way, we're going to be doing, after the Royal Rumble, we're going to be live. We're going to do a special live gigantic pop after the Rumble talking about that show.
So yeah.
Until then, still Sundays at 7. So keep joining us. We really appreciate it. We have a great turnout tonight again. We're a young podcast, just several months old. So please keep hitting the like button, subscribe, tell your friends to subscribe. And it really helps us out a lot. It helps us with that YouTube algorithm.
And we'll keep mixing it up. But this week, this is what's ever on everyone's mind. Like, this is the main thing to talk about.
Yeah.
The only thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll try and work back in a story. The first time we all saw a dirty magazine and found it in the woods. You know, we'll get a little more autobiographical. Talk about New Year's resolutions. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, guys. It's 2024. We're living in the future.
Yeah.
We've all now spent half our lives post-millennium. Think about that for a second. That's crazy. That's some crazy shit. Okay, well, everybody, follow Matt, BP, Matt Morgan, Raj Dethi, Raj Giri, and Matt Glenn Rubenstein. Please like, share, subscribe, show us some love, leave a comment, and we'll catch you back next time on Gigantic Pop. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.